Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.25 cents at 598.5. September wheat up 4.25 cents at 768. And November beans up 14.5 cents at 1384.25. The beans rallied 20 cents off their lows at about 6:30 in the morning here. The whole rally was about 25, 26 cents. I'm not sure. I haven't seen anything that would really cause that. Crude oil is now near its lows. It's down almost a dollar a barrel. That's more than a buck and a half off its lows, or roughly a buck and a half off the lows. So it wasn't the crude oil. My guess, it's the weather forecast. The new forecasts show the center of the country being a little bit hotter and drier than it was yesterday. But there have been some rains around. Now, there have been spotty, nothing real general out here, but there have been some decent rains, and that's staving off the drought for the time being. But obviously, we're heading into the critical time for beans. We don't want to see it too hot or too dry, so I think that's what the rally was. Now, after the grains closed at 7:45, the crude oil, like I said, broke over a dollar a barrel here. That may have some impact on the grains out here. When they open, the export figures were not great. Wheat 249 under expectations, corn a combined 314 under expectations, and the beans right on the money at 400. That included an 11,000 metric ton cut from cancellations. So the beans were okay, but corn and wheat were a little bit light. Looking ahead, you know, we got the WASDE date next Friday. Everybody pretty much believes that we're going to see, you know, the corn and bean yields shaved. And I would say that's true. Are they, you know, last year they really took the corn down. I think it was about 4 bushels an acre in the August report. We had a really tough June, July, and August last year, and I really don't see a whole lot of relief from last year. So I think the numbers were legitimate. I don't think it's as bad this year, so I think they're going to cut it. But are they going to put it under 175? Maybe. I think that would be a little bit aggressive for this time of year, particularly since we've had some pretty good rains here in the last few weeks. So overall, we still have the funds long about 100,000 corn, 75, 80,000 beans, about 70,000 meal. So if they want out, we can certainly move lower here. We're right at a crux on the bean chart. We're right in the heart of the three of the four major moving averages here. We'd really need a close over $14 to convince me that we're going to move higher again, and the people are very concerned about the weather. In the meantime, we still have the geopolitical problems. You know, China's still ranting and raving about Pelosi, but they really haven't done much. They had a possible live fire move and military exercise, but they didn't, you know, there's no damage done anywhere. It was out in the Straits of Taiwan. They're talking about putting in import bans on fruit from Taiwan. I just don't see that it's a major reaction here, and maybe that's one of the reasons that the beans have rallied. So we'll see how the beans take the lower crude oil, but overall, I just don't see a major bull picture here for the time being. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.